Harper Audio presents Krakatoa, the day the world exploded, the 27th of August, 1883, written and read by Simon Winchester. Prelude. It was early on a warm summer's evening in the 1970s, as I stood in a palm plantation high on a green hillside in western Java, that I saw for the first time, silhouetted against the faint blue hills of faraway Sumatra, the small gathering of islands that is all that remains of what was once a mountain called Krakatoa. There was a high peak to the left of the group, its pyramid shape cut off sharply by its vertical northern cliff. A couple of low islands hugged the horizon to the right. In between them was one small and perfectly formed, absolutely symmetrical low cone, from which rose a thin wisp of smoke. The smoke left a blackish, greyish trail that first rose vertically and then, as it caught the trade winds a few hundred feet above the darkening surface of the sea, was whisked off to the left, melting away until it became no more than a slow-fading stain against the salmon glow of the sunset. I must have stood there, enraptured, until it got quite dark. And then I turned away for the drive back to Jakarta. This, I remembered thinking during the endless night of the long flight back west, had been a scene of an impeccable beauty. And all the more so because it presented a distant prospect of a place where the processes of the world were at work, a place of an elemental significance, and a disastrous place once, but these days quiet again, serenely biding its time. It was almost another quarter of a century before I found myself back in Java. Most of the work I was doing then kept me in the island's centre, in towns like Yogyakarta and Solo and Semarang. But just before I was due to fly away, and because I had a free evening until my plane left, I decided on a whim to make my way back across to the western edge of the island. I drove down to the coast road, just as I had back in the 70s. I wanted to go back for no other reason than to take what I thought would be one final look at a place that, though few beyond the East Indies knew exactly where it was or what it looked like or just what had happened there, had a name, Krakatoa, that had for decades been firmly annealed into the world's collective consciousness. There was a famous film, which admittedly placed the island on the wrong side, the east side of Java. There was a much-loved children's book, which admittedly placed the island in a different ocean, the Pacific, rather than the Indian. The name had become part of the world's cultural lexicon. The word had a vaguely exotic familiarity about it, a certain indefinable resonance. It was a word that people seemed to like, both to say and to have said to them. And now here I was, so close to the volcano once again that the chance of seeing it once more seemed an opportunity that I just shouldn't pass up. When I reached the best viewpoint on the Corniche, it was evening once more, perhaps a little later than before, and so rather darker than when I had last been there. This time the enormous iron lighthouse near the port of Anja, built by the Dutch to replace the one that had been torn away in the terrible waves caused by the great eruption, was sweeping its beam calmly across the unruffled waters of the Sunda Strait, beginning its night on Century Go. The group of islands were there just as before, now black against the vivid deep pinks of the western sky. The giant peak to the left of the group was just as I remembered. The low islands, too, this time merging with the evening clouds. And in the middle of them all, its summit seemingly lipped with a curious orange fire, rose the pyramid shape of the one active remnant part of the great disaster. As I looked through my glasses, so I could clearly see that the orange was indeed fire, and that from it rose smoke just as before, only this time a tumble of black billows that towered straight up into the windless late evening sky. But there was one obvious difference. The pyramid, which I now knew to be locally called Anak, which is the Malay word for the child of what had once existed there before the great eruption, seemed this time somehow bigger, sturdier, much taller than I had remembered. I blinked hard, looked again. I measured it as best I could against the big peak to the left, trying to recall where the smaller mountain had stood in relation to that cliff wall. It was higher up now, surely. Yes, there was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?